Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. We're diving into the Galileo Project today.
Oh, cool.
A new research program that is looking for evidence of extraterrestrial technology.
Awesome.
And what I really like about this is that it really emphasizes hardcore scientific rigor.
Yeah.
Which is something that, you know, this field really needs.
Absolutely.
So to kick things off, can you give us a quick overview of what this project is all about and like why it's generating so much buzz?
Well, the Galileo Project, it's basically, you know, taking inspiration from Galileo.
Okay.
Who revolutionized our understanding of the universe by using the telescope.
Yeah.
And so instead of searching for radio signals like traditional SETI projects,
right,
they're looking for physical evidence.
Interesting.
So think of it as cosmic archaeology.
Okay.
We're searching for relics of advanced alien civilizations.
That's a really cool way to put it. So instead of listening for a whisper, they're looking for the artifacts that might be left behind.
Exactly.
So what kind of artifacts are we talking about here?
Well, they're looking for anything that could be artificial in origin. They've broken it down into three categories of objects or phenomena that they could find.
Okay.
The first is pretty straightforward. It's natural objects and phenomena.
Okay.
Think, you know, bugs, birds, weather balloons, the usual suspects.
Right.
The second category is human-made objects and phenomena.
Okay.
And this is where things like satellites, drones, and airplanes come in.
All right. So far, so good.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling the third category is where things get a little more interesting.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
The third category is objects of potentially artificial origin that can't be explained by current human technology.
Right.
So this is where the possibility of extraterrestrial technology really comes into play.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
So let's say they find something that falls into that third category.
Right.
What kind of extraterrestrial equipment are we even talking about?
So the research paper lays out two main possibilities.
Okay.
The first one is what they call space trash. Imagine remnants of ancient alien spacecraft or probes. So basically like a cosmic junkyard of discarded tech.
So like that scene in Star Wars where they're like going through all the broken down spaceships and stuff.
Exactly. And even though this space trash wouldn't be functional, it would still provide incredible insights into alien technology.
Yeah, even if you found like, you know, a rusty old computer from like 1,000 years ago.
Right.
You could still learn a lot about the technology of that era, even if it's like not working.
Exactly.
So what's the second possibility?
The second possibility is even more mind-blowing, functional and autonomous equipment.
Wow.
Active technology, potentially even controlled by AI.
So not just scraps of old tech, but actual working alien machines.
Yeah.
Now that's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah.
How do they even begin to look for something like that?
Well, this is where these recent discoveries of interstellar objects or ISOs come into play.
Yes, ISOs. These are the objects that zip through our solar system, seemingly from other star systems, right?
Exactly. We've only spotted a handful so far.
Yeah.
But they've already turned our understanding of space upside down.
Yeah.
Take, for example, CNEOS 2014-AO1-08.
Okay.
The first interstellar meteor ever detected.
Okay.
It crashed near Papua New Guinea back in 2014.
Okay.
And it exhibited some really bizarre properties.
Like what makes this meteor stand out?
This meteor was incredibly tough.
Yeah.
Like even tougher than iron.
Wrong.
Which has scientists scratching their heads because it suggests this wasn't your average space rock.
Yeah.
The Galileo Project is actually planning an expedition to retrieve fragments from the ocean floor and analyze its composition.
Talk about a deep dive.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what they find.
Yeah.
But CNEOS 2014-0108 isn't the only ISO that has got people talking.
Right.
There's also Oumuamua.
Ah, yes.
The one that really kind of stirred up the debate about alien tech.
It did.
Yeah, I remember all the headlines.
Yeah.
What was it about Oumuamua that made it seem so, I don't know, alien?
Well, first off, its shape was unlike anything we'd ever seen before.
Right.
Extremely elongated, almost cigar-like. But what really got people talking was its movement.
Oh, yeah.
It accelerated away from the sun in a way that couldn't be explained by gravity alone.
Okay, that's pretty freaky.
Yeah, it was like it had its own propulsion system.
Did they ever figure out what caused that acceleration?
Not really. There were a lot of theories, you know,
yeah,
outgassing, solar radiation pressure.
Okay.
But none of them quite fit the data.
Mm.
And just like CEDEOS 2014-0108, it showed no sign of a cometary tail, which is another oddity.
So could Oumuamua have actually been an alien probe?
It's a possibility that some scientists are taking very seriously, yeah.
Wow.
The Galileo Project is even planning to design a space mission that could intercept a future Oumuamua-like object and study it up close.
Now that is an incredible idea. Imagine getting a close-up look at something like that.
I know.
But before we get too carried away with visions of alien probes, you mentioned that there were a handful of ISOs. What about the others?
Right. So the third ISO they highlight is 2-I Borisov,
okay,
discovered in 2019.
Okay.
And this one was actually pretty reassuring.
Oh, okay. Reassuring, how so?
Well, because it turned out to be a very ordinary-looking comet.
Gotcha.
It confirmed that not every object that enters our solar system from interstellar space is going to be a potential alien spaceship.
Right, right.
So it shows that the Galileo Project is committed to scientific rigor.
Yeah.
They're not just looking for anything that's weird or unusual.
Right.
They're carefully analyzing all the data and comparing it to what we know about natural phenomena.
It's like having a control group in an experiment.
Right.
You need that baseline to compare against.
You do.
So we've talked about interstellar objects, but I know the Galileo Project is also interested in UAPs, those unidentified aerial phenomena that have been making headlines lately.
Yeah.
How does that research fit into the bigger picture?
Well, their interest in UAPs is actually a key part of their mission. But what sets them apart from government agencies is their purely scientific approach.
Okay.
While agencies are focused on national security,
right,
the Galileo Project is all about the pursuit of knowledge for knowledge's sake.
So they're not interested in blurry videos or anecdotal reports?
Nope.
Okay.
They're building their own observational systems.
Okay.
Specifically designed to capture high-quality data that can be independently verified. They're using cutting-edge imaging techniques, multispectral analysis, and fancy algorithms to study UAPs.
Oh, wow.
Think, you know, high-resolution cameras, multiple sensors, AI, all working together to get a clear picture.
It sounds like they're pulling out all the stops.
They are.
And they're not working in isolation. Right.
Right, they're not.
They're collaborating with other scientists and institutions.
Absolutely.
Oh.
They're working with experts from all sorts of fields.
Well.
Astronomy, physics, engineering, computer science.
Oh, wow.
You name it.
So it's like assembling a dream team of scientists to tackle one of the biggest mysteries out there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And they're also committed to open science.
Okay.
Which means all of their data and analysis are publicly available.
Oh.
They want their work to be transparent and open to scrutiny.
I really admire that commitment to transparency. It's a breath of fresh air in a field that's often been shrouded in secrecy.
I agree, yeah. It shows that they're confident in their methods and their findings.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to let other scientists take a look and see for themselves.
Yeah. Okay. So we've covered the what and the why of the Galileo Project.
Right.
But what about the how? What are the kind of guiding principles that drive their research?
Well, they have three core principles that they adhere to very strictly.
Okay.
First, they only use open scientific data and transparent analysis.
Okay.
That means everything they do is open to public scrutiny and peer review.
Yeah, that's a crucial foundation for any scientific endeavor.
It is.
What about the second principle?
Their second principle is that they strictly adhere to known physics in their data analysis. They're not entertaining fringe theories or speculative ideas that go beyond established scientific understanding.
So no warp drives or time travel?
Not in this project.
Right, fair enough.
Their focus is on applying rigorous scientific methods to the search for extraterrestrial technology.
Okay.
Using known physics as their guide.
And their third principle?
Their third principle is to protect the quality of their scientific research by not publicizing internal discussions or experimental details prematurely.
Okay.
They want to make sure their work isn't influenced by external pressures or hype.
So they're being very careful and deliberate in their approach.
Exactly.
They're not rushing to make headlines.
Nope. They're committed to doing solid, credible science.
It sounds like they're off to a good start.
They are.
Have they made any kind of significant progress in their first year?
They've been busy. They've designed and built their first Galileo Observatory.
Oh.
A state-of-the-art facility specifically designed to study UAPs. They've also made progress in developing software to identify anomalous interstellar objects in astronomical data.
Okay.
And they haven't forgotten about that interstellar meteor we talked about earlier, CNEOS 2014-0108.
Right.
They've begun planning their expedition to retrieve fragments.
That's a lot to accomplish in just 1 year.
It is.
It sounds like they're really hitting the ground running.
Yeah.
Now, let's dive into some of the theoretical foundations of their research.
Okay.
They've proposed a potential substitute for the famous Drake equation, right?
That's right.
OK, Can you unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, so the Drake equation, which tries to estimate the number of detectable civilizations in our galaxy,
right,
it's based on a bunch of assumptions that are really hard to pin down, like
yeah.
the likelihood of planets forming around stars,
right.
the fraction of those planets that might develop life,
right.
and the fraction of those life-bearing planets that might develop intelligent civilizations capable of interstellar communication.
It's a thought experiment that has definitely sparked a lot of discussion over the years.
It has.
But it's also led to some pretty wild speculation.
Exactly.
So what's different about the Galileo Project's approach?
Well, the Galileo Project is suggesting a different approach, one focused on the physical artifacts that civilizations might leave behind.
Okay.
Their substitute for the Drake equation is based on two key equations. But the main idea is to shift our focus from searching for signals to searching for objects.
That's a fascinating shift in perspective. It's like moving from trying to overhear a conversation to looking for archaeological evidence of a lost civilization.
Precisely. And it acknowledges the possibility that the most advanced civilizations might not be actively transmitting signals.
Mm.
They might be relying on autonomous probes or other forms of technology that are much more difficult to detect.
So these equations help us think about the potential abundance of interstellar artifacts.
They do.
But what about detectability? How easy is it to actually find these objects?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Detectability depends on a few factors, mainly the size of the object and how it interacts with light.
Okay.
The bigger and shinier it is, the easier to spot.
Right. It's like trying to find a lost earring.
Yes.
A big sparkly one is going to be a lot easier to find than a tiny dull one.
Exactly.
So an object the size of a football field would be easier to detect than, say, a grain of sand?
Exactly.
And a shiny metallic object would be easier to detect than a dark, rocky one.
Exactly.
What about objects that don't reflect much sunlight?
Those are the trickiest ones to find.
Yeah.
We need to rely on other methods, like detecting their heat signatures with infrared cameras,
right.
or looking for disturbances in their surroundings.
It's like trying to track a stealth bomber. It's designed to be invisible to radar.
Right.
So you need to use other techniques to find it.
That's a great analogy.
And just like with tracking stealth aircraft, finding these subtle objects requires advanced sensors and sophisticated algorithms.
It does?
Okay, so the Galileo Project is facing a major challenge in trying to detect these objects.
Yes.
But they're not just relying on ground-based telescopes, right?
That's
right. What about the James Webb Space Telescope?
Yeah.
Could that play a role in this research?
Absolutely. The James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST, is a game changer for astronomy.
Yeah.
It's incredibly sensitive and has a unique vantage point in space.
Right.
Giving us a much clearer view of the universe than we can get from Earth.
So what kind of observations could JWST make that could help the Galileo Project?
Well, for starters, JWST could map the 3D trajectory of an interstellar object with incredible precision.
Okay.
It could also analyze the composition of its surface by studying the light it reflects or emits.
So we could learn a lot more about the nature of these objects,
yeah.
including whether they might be artificial.
Exactly.
And JWST could also detect any non-gravitational forces acting on an interstellar object.
Right.
Like the unexplained acceleration of Oumuamua.
Precisely.
That kind of observation will be a major clue that we're dealing with something truly unusual, something that might not be explained by natural phenomena. Wow. It adds fascinating to think that we might already have the tools to detect evidence of extraterrestrial technology.
We do.
And that's what makes the Galileo Project so exciting.
Yeah.
It's a bold and innovative effort to use these tools to their full potential.
It is.
Okay. This is all incredibly mind-blowing stuff.
It is.
Let's take a quick break and then come back to continue our deep dive into the Galileo Project.
Sounds good. You know, one of the things I find most refreshing about the Galileo Project is their focus on challenging the way we think about science and discovery.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not just about finding aliens.
Right.
It's about kind of approaching scientific inquiry with a fresh perspective.
Exactly. They point out that we often limit ourselves by sticking to conventional ideas.
Right.
And dismissing anything outside the norm as like fringe science.
Right.
But what if those unconventional ideas turn out to hold the keys to unlocking some of the universe's biggest secrets?
It's like the old saying, if you don't look, you won't find. We can't expect to find extraordinary evidence if we're not even willing to look for it.
Precisely. And they bring up an interesting point about the funding disparity between the search for dark matter and the study of UAPs.
Yeah.
We've poured billions of dollars into searching for dark matter.
Right.
Which we've never directly observed.
Yeah.
But we've barely scratched the surface when it comes to studying UAPs, which are phenomena we can actually observe and measure.
It does make you wonder if we're, like, letting our preconceived notions about what's scientifically acceptable.
Right.
Hold us back from exploring some truly fascinating possibilities.
It's like we've put blinders on ourselves,
yeah.
Focusing only on what fits within our current understanding.
Right.
The Galileo Project is challenging us to take those blinders off,
yeah.
And approach the universe with a sense of wonder and open-mindedness.
I love that. And they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk, right?
Exactly.
They're employing rigorous scientific methods.
Right.
Collecting data,
yeah.
And analyzing it carefully. They're not jumping to conclusions or chasing sensational headlines.
Right. They're committed to doing real science, but they're also not afraid to ask the big, audacious questions.
Yeah.
Like the Fermi paradox.
But where is everybody?
Exactly.
The paradox that highlights the apparent contradiction between the vastness of the universe and the lack of clear evidence for other civilizations.
Right.
It seems like if the universe is teeming with life, we should have stumbled upon it by now, right?
Exactly. But the Galileo Project offers a tantalizing possibility. Maybe they're already here, but their technology is so advanced that we haven't even recognized it.
It's mind-blowing to consider that we might be surrounded by evidence of alien civilizations without even realizing it.
Right.
It's like walking through a forest and not noticing the intricate network of fungi connecting the trees beneath your feet.
Exactly.
It's there, but you just haven't tuned into it yet.
That's a perfect analogy. And that's why the Galileo Project is so important.
Yeah.
They're trying to tune in to those subtle signs.
Yeah.
Those technological signatures.
Right.
That might point to the presence of extraterrestrial intelligence.
So let's talk about these technological signatures.
Okay.
What exactly are they looking for?
A technological signature is any feature of an object or phenomenon that suggests it might be artificial in origin.
Okay.
It could be an unusual shape, like Oumuamua's cigar-like form.
Right.
Or an unexplained acceleration that defies our understanding of physics.
So they're not just looking for any object in space. They're looking for objects that exhibit characteristics that scream, this is not natural.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And they're also looking for patterns or anomalies in astronomical data that might suggest the presence of extraterrestrial technology.
Like what? Can you give us some examples?
Imagine detecting a cluster of objects that all emit the same type of unusual radiation.
Okay.
Or a series of objects that all follow the same bizarre trajectory through space, defying the laws of gravity. These kinds of patterns would be hard to explain away as natural occurrences.
It'd be like discovering a series of ancient ruins scattered across a continent, all built with the same inexplicable technology and aligned with some unknown celestial event.
Exactly.
It would be hard to argue that was just a random coincidence.
Exactly. And that's where the power of sophisticated algorithms comes in.
Okay.
The Galileo Project is developing algorithms to sift through mountains of astronomical data.
Right.
Searching for those telltale patterns that might point to something truly extraordinary.
They're essentially looking for needles in a cosmic haystack.
Yes.
But they're using the best tools available to make that search as efficient as possible.
Right.
Now, earlier we talked about the challenges of studying interstellar objects.
Yeah.
But the Galileo Project is also focusing on interstellar meteors.
Right.
Why the interest in these particular objects?
Interstellar meteors are like little gifts from other star systems.
Oh, okay.
They provide a unique opportunity to study the composition of interstellar objects up close.
Okay.
Without having to travel light years to reach them.
So instead of sending a probe to an interstellar object, which would be incredibly expensive and time-consuming.
Right.
We can wait for one to come to us.
Exactly. And while we can't control which interstellar objects enter our atmosphere,
yeah.
We can monitor the skies carefully and try to recover any fragments that survive the journey.
Okay.
These fragments can tell us so much about where these objects came from and what they're made of.
It's like finding a message in a bottle washed ashore from a distant island.
That's a great analogy.
It gives you a glimpse into a world you might never be able to visit yourself.
That's why the Galileo Project is planning an expedition to search the ocean floor for fragments of CNEO's 2014-01-08.
Right, that tough interstellar meteor we discussed earlier?
Yes.
Imagine if they found a piece of an alien spaceship on the ocean floor.
It would be a discovery for the ages, wouldn't it?
It would.
But even if they don't find a piece of an alien spacecraft,
yeah.
Studying the composition of this meteor could still yield incredible scientific insights.
But how can they be sure that what they find is truly alien technology and not just like some weird rock or a strange atmospheric phenomena?
That's the crucial question.
Yeah.
And the Galileo Project is approaching it with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Okay.
They've established strict criteria for identifying technological signatures.
What kind of criteria?
The object or phenomenon must exhibit characteristics that can't be explained by known physics or natural processes.
Okay.
They're not going to jump to conclusions based on a single anomaly.
Right.
They're looking for multiple lines of evidence that converge to support the hypothesis of an artificial origin.
So if they find an object with an unusual shape,
right,
they're also going to look for evidence of unusual materials, energy emissions, or behavior that defy our current understanding of physics.
Precisely. They're taking a holistic approach,
yeah,
considering all aspects of the object or phenomenon before drawing any conclusions.
I appreciate that they're not just looking for the most sensational explanation,
yeah,
but are approaching this with a healthy level of scientific scrutiny.
Exactly. They're driven by a desire to understand the universe, even if that understanding leads us to some pretty wild conclusions.
Oh, this has been an incredibly thought-provoking discussion.
It has.
The Galileo Project is truly breaking new ground in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
It is.
But before we get ahead of ourselves and start planning our interstellar voyages,
right,
let's come back for the final part of our deep dive into the Galileo Project after a quick break. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the Galileo Project.
Uh-huh.
We've covered so much ground, from their unique approach to searching for extraterrestrial technology,
yeah,
to the philosophical questions that drive their research.
It's been quite a journey, yeah. Exploring the frontiers of science and the possibilities of what might be out there.
Before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to something that's been a recurring theme throughout this whole episode.
Okay.
The Galileo Project's unwavering commitment to open science.
Absolutely. Transparency is at the heart of their mission. They're breaking away from the secrecy and speculation that have often clouded this field.
Yeah, it's refreshing to see a project in this space that's so open about their methods, data, and analysis.
It's crucial for building trust and credibility. If they do find something extraordinary,
right,
the world needs to be able to trust their findings.
And they're not just sharing their findings, they're actively inviting collaboration,
right,
from other scientists and researchers.
Yeah.
It's a truly global effort to tackle one of humanity's oldest and most profound questions: are we alone in the universe?
It's inspiring to see so many brilliant minds coming together, united by a shared passion for discovery and a commitment to scientific rigor.
Okay, so let's talk about the potential impact of the Galileo Project. We've touched on some mind-blowing possibilities, but I want to really delve into the implications. Mm. What if they actually find something?
Yeah.
What if they discover definitive evidence of extraterrestrial technology?
It would be a watershed moment in human history.
Totally.
A paradigm shift that would challenge everything we thought we knew about our place in the cosmos.
It would be a discovery that would reverberate through every aspect of our society, our culture, our understanding of ourselves.
Our history books would need to be rewritten.
Yeah.
Our philosophies and religions would be forced to grapple with the implications, and our understanding of technology would be revolutionized.
It's almost impossible to grasp the full scope of how such a discovery would change our world.
Imagine the surge in scientific exploration.
Yeah.
The technological advancements, the cultural shifts. It would be like opening a door to a whole new universe of possibilities.
It's both exhilarating and humbling to consider.
It would force us to confront the fact that we are not the center of the universe.
Yeah.
That we are part of something much grander and more mysterious than we ever imagined.
The paper concludes with a call to action, urging us to embrace curiosity.
Yes.
Open-mindedness and a willingness to explore the unknown.
It's a reminder that the pursuit of knowledge is a never-ending journey, and that the greatest discoveries often lie beyond the boundaries of what we currently believe to be possible.
It's a challenge to embody the spirit of Galileo himself.
Yeah.
To be bold in our explorations and fearless in our pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads us.
And to remember that the universe is full of wonders just waiting to be discovered.
Well said. This has been an incredible deep dive into the Galileo Project. It's been an honor to explore the work they're doing and the implications of their research.
I agree. It's a project that gives us hope for the future of science and reminds us of the boundless possibilities that lie ahead.
To everyone listening, I encourage you to learn more about the Galileo Project and to follow their progress.
Yes.
They just might change the world as we know it. This is The Deep Dive signing off. Until next time, keep exploring.